this last weekend. That was a lot of headlines popping off, by the way, to start off 2019. Too many. I saw a McDonald's employee going to town on a customer that put his hands on her. Let it be known. I saw a UFC fighter, female UFC fighter, whip the living daylights out of this guy that tried to pull out a paper gun, smash his face into oblivion, and put him in a chokehold. I'm telling you, it's all about learning jiu-jitsu and MMA, ladies. I'm telling you right now, if a guy tries to pull that off, you got him, because most guys don't know how to fight. And when you know MMA and jiu-jitsu, forget about it. They have no chance. But then I saw this headline too. Obviously, R. Kelly. I'm not even touching that one. The R. Kelly thing. That is self-explanatory. I think we all know. I knew when I saw the tapes. I saw that tape back in, I want to say it was 2000. A buddy of mine had it. And it's like child porn in a way. Anybody who saw it, because it's weird. It's like a celebrity, but you see that kid and you see it, and it's like, oh my God, that's kind of weird. Oh my God, I don't even want to go into details about that whole thing. But you know it was R. Kelly. And people back then were like, nah, man, that's not R. Kelly. That's not him. They didn't want to believe it. I'm like, I don't know, man. It's one thing to hear the stories, but when you visually see the activity and you see the child, it's like, oh my God. And then you see Aaliyah and all the other stories that have come out of it. That speaks to the person, and I don't even want to do. It just puts me in a bad mood just thinking about it. But I saw this one where, remember that guy here in my era? There was this guy had a mugshot, and he looked good. He was light skinned with really blue eyes, tatted up, really handsome features for a guy. And for some reason, he became a sensation. He became a model from that mugshot, a criminal mugshot. Now he's a model, and he ended up upgrading from a woman that held him down and supported him through his tough times, through his stints in jail. And because of this blow-up he had, he ended up being a model. And now he's dating a billionaire. A billionaire. And obviously he cut bait with the wife. That was his wife. But check this out. The one thing about it is that he ended up getting a child support agreement for $1,000 a month. Like, he has to make payments to his wife for $1,000 a month. And the internet was going crazy about it, because he has kids with this lady. $1,000 a month for child support. The courts made that decision. Again, he doesn't have any money. He's marrying someone with money. And you would think that this guy was some sort of corporate mogul, the way that feedback was going on social media. Basically, the women were crying about how the guy is not paying enough. It's not, and I'm saying to myself, wait a minute. So let me get this straight. He has joint custody of the kids. And on top of that, he's spending $1,000 to give you. Okay? What's the problem here? Can anybody explain to me what's the issue at bay? Because I'm not understanding that. If he's having his kids half the time, and he's giving you $1,000 a month. And for us regular folks here, in the $1,000 is a third or half of our paycheck, if not all of our paycheck. Okay. Come on. I mean, seriously. It's one thing if he was absent, if he was non-existent. And I'm speaking now for every man out there, including myself. It's one thing to not be in your children's lives. You should cut out the biggest check imaginable, okay? Because since you're not providing, since you're not taking care of them, since you're not doing anything, you should pay the piper in that regard. I'm all about that. But if the guy's involved, if the guy is doing his part, and you got to remember, it's not as if one party buys all the clothes and then sends them off to the other person. It doesn't work out that way. When the single parents are living separate, they provide their own living arrangements. They have to buy their own groceries for their kids. They have to buy their own clothes for their kids. It's not as if you're having to provide for both of the lifestyles of yourself and the other parent that you're not together with anymore. It doesn't work out that way. And you have that kid. And guess what? When that kid, that $1,000 are you giving them away? No, you having more money coming out of your pocket that you having to shell out. You think for me as a single parent, I shell out money every month. And not only that, but I pay for insurance. And then I do all the things as far as Disney World, as far as I buy her clothes. I buy anything that she needs, I buy it. I have no problem doing that. And I have her 3 to 5 days a week. Okay? And I take her traveling and all that stuff. So it's, you know, the bill that I'm racking up is pretty high for having one child. And I have a problem with women that have an expectation that the man not only should pay for everything for the child on their end, that they should pay for their lifestyle, for, let's just say, pain and suffering, because they're having the child and it's their right. That's where you lose me, because I feel if you're crying out for independence, for equality, and for wanting to do your own thing, part of that, if there's some sort of a dissolution, is to be able to carry your own weight, especially for your child. It's one thing if, I go back to that, if he was not involved. We all know many males that are not involved at all with their children in any way, shape, or form. There are some men that disconnect completely. I don't know why. I don't care to know why. It's a shame. There is a level of disconnect that happens with a man when he is not with the partner anymore and he moves on. I don't know what it is. The men just don't have it together. And I can't blame it on them not knowing any better, because I did not know any better. I did not have a playbook. What I did have was a desire to be a good parent, and I still do. So what that lets me know when these parents or these men are checking out is because they don't have a desire to be a parent. Because you may not have the financial resources, but you will be there for your child. You will be communicating with your child. You will be doing those things to make sure that your child knows who you are in their life. You may not be their favorite. You may not be loved as much as you would like to be loved, but they know that you are a presence. They know who their dad is, which is your role. You nut it in the pussy and you're having a kid. Deal with it. But I have a problem as well with the women that want to be financed and want to have this lifestyle provided to them by the guy. I don't think that's fair. I don't think that's right. I think that's part of what I see in the landscape of dating. Why am I going to rush into that world with women that are entitled, that are wanting these type of things that are not logical? If you sit back and think about it, it's not logical to want to bear kids and then give off your responsibility financially to the other guy to do everything for. And he's providing for you as well. He's providing for the child, I should say. So when I look at the guy who's saying he's paying $1,000, and there's some people out there, well, daycare costs anywhere from, you know, $200 to $400 a week. I get that. Well, he's paying his share of it. Because guess what? The woman works. The woman is doing for herself. So she essentially should be paying, you know, some of her own money to the child's well-being and supporting them. And you know, with a lot of women, they're going to have a partner. They're not just going to be alone. They're going to have a boyfriend, or they're going to get remarried. So they're going to have the flexibility. That's the way it works. But women for some reason, I don't know what it is about that. Why do they feel that when things go awry, that the man is responsible for providing every little thing, and if they want to come out of pocket, then that's on them. That's their choice, not because they should be expected to. And it goes back to the very beginning of dating. It's the same thing I deal with over and over and over again, is go ahead and take care of me. Pay for everything. Pay for my experiences. I just booked a trip to Costa Rica. I talked about that before. And I have some girls that were reaching out, hey, man, I want to go. I'm like, no. I just dodged the bullet once again. I'm not taking anybody, especially a female, with me unless I vetted you long enough or you're pretty hot and I could, you know, maybe get some residual action from it. Like, I don't mind if it's bartering going on. Like, I'm okay. But if it's somebody that I have no interest in whatsoever, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to share my hotel room. I'm not going to share my experience because you're going to hijack it. I was telling that to a friend of mine. I was telling him all it takes is one person to hijack the experience. It really does. That's all it takes. You having a great time and you have a vision of what you want to do, and then here comes this other person to hijack. That's why I'm all about going out with couples. That's why I'm all about being the third wheel in a platonic way, you know, not being involved in anything else. That's why I've done a lot of these group meetings and things like that, because people already have their partners and things like that. And I'm not in any way inclined or having to feel like anyone's going to hijack my trip. Basically, if I go do something with couples, they're going to do their thing, whether I'm there or not, which is great. That's the feeling I want. But when you bring, let's say, a friend that is selfish, or you bring a girl, they're going to want to do things their way. And that's when the butting heads happen, the entitlement, the expectation. And I just feel when it comes back to the child support and all of that, it's a weird thing to see it manifest, to see the abundance of women that feel that way about it, that truly feel. And I'm not saying that you don't have it easy, but we're adults here. We're both adults in this process. It's not as if I manipulated you to have a kid. I didn't coerce you into having a kid. If you did in your case, then maybe you have some justification. But I think in generality, as I speak in generalities, I believe people mutually want to have a kid. And when they do, that responsibility falls on both of them. Granted, one person makes more money, but if a person is providing an adequate amount of money, and you got to also think about the expenses they're incurring on their end when they have the child, come on. You got to have some common sense. But they don't. And it's a shame. And that's why the guys, I believe, and I was seeing this, I talked about this before, there was a report that marriages, there's less divorces going on, which is great, but there's less marriages going on. Duh, it makes sense for both men and women. There is no upside to the person that has the financial leverage. There's just no way. I'll leave with this. I saw the story of a guy, old man, 70 years old, married a girl 20, 30 years his senior. I want to say she was 30s, 40s. Obviously, he's a successful business guy, and the girl, of course, it's not fraud. It's real love she's experiencing. So, but once they got married, I don't know. And he's an attorney. So he must know enough that he went, the moment they got married in the United States, he ended up going to the Dominican Republic. And there, he ended up filing for divorce papers a week after they got married. So he was smart enough to know, look, I'm not going to offer prenuptial. I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to go ahead and go to Dominican, file a divorce. Like, this never happened. This union that we have never happened. And that was in court. I don't know if it got how it got settled or how it finished that story, but it's the ingenious way of a man understanding that the laws are not beneficial to the guys out there when it comes to commitment. But I understand it too, because if you're not putting a ring on it, the girl's going to walk away. That is no doubt in my mind. When you have a girl you like and you're not putting that ring on it, they're bouncing out of there and they get frustrated. They're ready to go. They have to feel that security. And as a guy, I understand that. I get it. But that's where I'm hoping that this new day and age of women feeling empowered and feeling successful, that they don't have to deal with that. And I hope the men can lessen their ego and understand that it's not about the ego. It's about being able to provide for yourself and be able to sustain your finances. Because let's face it, when you talk about a prenup, it's not as if you're saying that you're expecting something to go bad. If nothing bad happens, then good. Then not, it is what it is. And then it shouldn't matter if you sign a prenuptial agreement. Because if in your head you know nothing bad is going to happen, then why not sign it? But for some reason, people get offended, because obviously we go into marriages without worrying about a mistake. But when those things happen, when you realize you're not meant to be together anymore, that's when the financial ramifications kick in. And it's brutal. And for a woman, she needs that marriage, it seems like, in a lot of ways, for that marital status, as far as for them feeling that security. And I think for a guy, conversely, he needs that prenuptial so that that security kicks in, because the laws are not in his favor. And I wish more women understand that they wouldn't have a problem signing a prenup. As long as the guy is taking care of their responsibilities, it's one thing to be a deadbeat. And I think that's what the laws were enabled for, because there were so many deadbeats. So they had to make sure, and women in the earlier times, they did not work. They were mostly housewives. So imagine a housewife trying to take care of two or three kids because the guy left and got married to somebody else. That's not cool. That's not handling your responsibility or what you left there, because she wasn't able to do anything for herself. But now in this day and age where women are able to work, go to school, and provide for themselves, I'm not saying it's easy, but you're able to do it. And now to still apply the archaic rules to the modern times, it's a very naive point of view. And I just wish more people were accepting of the new rules in our society.